All right, so we're diving into project stakeholder management today. You know me, I love a good cheat sheet. We're looking at excerpts from Mastering Project Stakeholder Management. But this isn't just about like ticking boxes right. It's about understanding the human side of projects. And honestly, sometimes that feels like the trickiest part.
Absolutely. We often get so focused on like the tasks and deliverables that we forget about. You know, the people who can make or break the project's success. Think of it this way. You can have the most brilliant project plan in the world, but if you don't have your stakeholders on board, it's like trying to build a house on a foundation of sand.
Okay, so first things first, who are these stakeholders we're talking about?
It's anyone with a vested interest in the project. And that goes way beyond the obvious players, like, your boss or your client. We're talking about internal folks like your project team, but also all those external parties, contractors, regulatory agencies, even the people who will be using the final product.
That's interesting. I never really considered end users as stakeholders before, but now that you mention it, it makes total sense. They're the ones who will ultimately be impacted by the project's outcome.
Exactly. And each of these stakeholder groups comes with their own set of expectations, their own priorities, and potential concerns. That's why this initial step of like identifying all your stakeholders is so crucial. If you don't know who they are, you can't possibly manage their expectations or address their concerns effectively.
Okay, so we've identified all the players. Why is it so important to actively manage these stakeholders? What happens if you don't?
Let me put it this way. Poorly managed stakeholders are one of the biggest reasons projects fail. Think back to a project where things went sideways. Was there miscommunication? Were decisions made in silos? Did unexpected roadblocks keep popping up? Chances are, those issues stemmed from a lack of effective stakeholder management.
I can definitely relate to that. I once worked on a marketing campaign where we didn't properly consult with the sales team beforehand. And let's just say they weren't thrilled with the leads we generated. It was a huge mess.
And that's exactly what we want to avoid. Good stakeholder management helps align everyone's expectations from the outset. It also ensures that their input is managed effectively and potential risks are addressed before they blow up into major problems.
It sounds like having a project insurance policy. You're preventing fires instead of just scrambling to put them out later. So, how do we do that? What are the secrets to mastering this whole stakeholder management thing?
This guide lays out five core strategies. Think of them as your stakeholder management toolkit.
Okay, I'm ready to equip myself. Let's dive into strategy number one.
The first one is all about identification and prioritization. It's like putting on your detective hat and mapping out all the key players involved in your project. You need to figure out who they are, what their level of influence is, and what their potential impact on the project might be.
I'm picturing a giant board with photos and strings connecting everyone, like in those detective movies. I love it.
Exactly. And within this mapping process, the guide suggests categorizing stakeholders as primary, secondary, and tertiary. This helps you focus your energy where it matters most. For example, your primary stakeholders, like that sun in your solar system, they exert the most gravitational pull. They have the most direct influence and impact on the project, so they need the most attention.
That makes sense. You wouldn't spend all your time catering to someone who barely has a stake in the project.
Right. And once you've identified and prioritized your stakeholders, you need to figure out how to communicate with them effectively. That brings us to strategy number two, effective communication and engagement.
I've actually found that keeping stakeholders engaged can be a real challenge, especially when you're dealing with different communication styles and preferences. What are some tips for tailoring communication to resonate with different groups?
It's definitely not a one-size-fits-all approach, but the key is to go beyond just keeping people in the loop. You need to create a two-way street where stakeholders feel heard and valued. That means actively soliciting their input, considering it carefully, and responding thoughtfully.
So it's about fostering a genuine conversation, not just talking at people.
Absolutely. And this level of engagement is crucial for building trust, minimizing surprises, and reducing pushback later on. Because when stakeholders feel like they're part of the process from the beginning, they're much more likely to be supportive and invested in the project's success.
Speaking of trust, that brings us to strategy number three, building trust and managing expectations. This sounds like the foundation of any healthy stakeholder relationship.
You got it. Think about a time when broken promises or unrealistic deadlines led to chaos and frustration on a project. Those situations erode trust faster than anything.
Been there. It's like that feeling when you order something online and it arrives weeks late and completely different from what you expected. You instantly lose trust in that company.
That's a perfect analogy. And the same principle applies to project stakeholder management. This guide emphasizes the importance of clear, transparent communication, open and honest decision-making, and crucially, setting realistic goals and expectations from the outset.
So it's about under-promising and over-delivering right.
Yeah.
Managing those expectations from day one.
Exactly. And that not only prevents disappointment, but also builds confidence and helps keep the project on track. Which leads us to the next essential strategy, anticipating and mitigating risks.
Okay, this sounds like we need to channel our inner project fortune teller. What could go wrong? And how can we prevent it before it becomes a problem?
It's all about proactive risk management. Each stakeholder group comes with its own set of potential risks. For example, regulatory agencies. They might introduce unexpected compliance requirements. That could throw your timeline off track.
Or your key decision maker could suddenly get pulled onto another project, leaving you without the approvals you need to move forward.
Exactly. And the guide highlights this point with a really interesting example. It talks about a large construction project where the local community was a key stakeholder. They were worried about noise and traffic disruptions during the building phase.
That's definitely a real-world concern for any large-scale project that impacts the surrounding community. So how did the project managers address that risk?
Instead of waiting for complaints to start pouring in, they took a proactive approach. They organized town hall meetings to explain the project timeline and address any questions or concerns the community might have. They were also willing to adjust the construction schedule to minimize disruptions during peak hours, like school drop-off and rush hour.
That's a great example of turning a potential source of conflict into an opportunity to build trust and goodwill. They acknowledged the community's concerns and worked with them to find a solution that benefited everyone.
Exactly. And that's the power of anticipating risks. And having a solid mitigation plan in place, it can save you so much headache and prevent those small issues from snowballing into major project derailers.
All right, that makes a lot of sense. Now on to strategy number 5. Continuously monitor and adapt. This feels like it's about staying agile and responsive throughout the project lifecycle.
Precisely. Stakeholders aren't static. Their needs and priorities can shift as the project evolves. And the project landscape itself is constantly changing. New information emerges, priorities shift, unexpected challenges arise.
So how do you keep a pulse on all those moving parts?
It's all about having systems in place to monitor stakeholder sentiment and adapt your approach as needed. This could involve things like regular stakeholder surveys, feedback sessions, or even just informal check-ins to gauge how everyone is feeling about the project's direction.
It's almost like taking the temperature of the project from the stakeholder's perspective, making sure everyone is still feeling good about the overall direction things are going.
Yes, and the key is to be responsive to that feedback. If you're sensing resistance or concern from a key stakeholder group, you need to address it quickly and proactively.
Otherwise, those small cracks can turn into major fissures that threaten the entire project's foundation.
Exactly. And that brings us back to the idea that stakeholder management isn't a one-time event. It's an ongoing process that requires attention and care throughout the project lifecycle.
This Mastering Project Stakeholder Management guide is starting to sound like a must-read for anyone involved in, well, any kind of project. It's not just for project managers, right?
Absolutely not. These strategies are valuable for anyone who works with people to achieve a shared goal, whether you're leading a team, collaborating with clients, or even just trying to get buy-in for a new idea. Understanding how to effectively manage stakeholders can be a game changer.
Okay, we've unpacked all 5 secret strategies, but what's the biggest takeaway you want our listener to walk away with today?
For me, it's this. Stakeholders are your allies, not your adversaries. If you treat them right, they'll become your biggest advocates, helping you navigate challenges and achieve project success. But ignore them, dismiss their concerns, or fail to communicate effectively. And watch out. Your project might just go up in flames.
Yikes, that's an image no one wants to conjure up. So how can we avoid that fiery fate?
It all comes back to those 5 strategies we discussed. Identify and prioritize your stakeholders. Communicate and engage effectively. Build trust and manage expectations. Anticipate and mitigate risks. And continuously monitor and adapt your approach. Do all that, and you'll be well on your way to mastering the art of project stakeholder management.
Feels very empowering to have this toolkit at my disposal. Now, what really jumped out at you from all this? Anything that surprised you or made you think differently about stakeholder management?
Honestly, what struck me is how this guide emphasizes the human element of project management. It's not just about processes and deliverables. It's about understanding people's motivations and building those relationships.
You're absolutely right. That's what makes stakeholder management challenging. but also incredibly rewarding. It's about tapping into those soft skills, communication, empathy, active listening, and creating an environment where everyone feels valued and heard.
Because at the end of the day, you're dealing with people, not robots.
And I imagine that different projects and different stakeholders require different approaches.
Absolutely. There's no one-size-fits-all solution, but the underlying principle remains the same. Treat your stakeholders with respect, understand their needs, and involve them in the process.
So, final question. For someone who's feeling overwhelmed by the idea of managing stakeholders, what's the first step they should take?
I'd say start by shifting your mindset. Instead of viewing stakeholders as obstacles to overcome, think of them as partners who can help you achieve shared goals. Ask yourself, who are the people who have a stake in this project's success, and how can I best understand and address their needs? Once you start thinking from that perspective, everything else will fall into place.
It's about moving away from managing stakeholders to collaborating with them.
Exactly, and I think that's a great note to end on. Remember, stakeholders are the heart and soul of any project. Treat them right, and they'll help you create something truly amazing.
I'm feeling so much more prepared to tackle my next project with stakeholder-savvy confidence. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.
It talks about a large construction project where the local community was a key stakeholder. They were worried about noise and traffic disruptions during a building phase.
That's definitely a real-world concern for any large-scale project that impacts the surrounding community. So how did the project managers address that risk?
Instead of waiting for complaints to start pouring in, they took a proactive approach. They organized town hall meetings to explain the project timeline and address any questions or concerns the community might have. They were also willing to adjust the construction schedule to minimize disruptions during peak hours, like school drop-off and rush hour.
That's a great example of turning a potential source of conflict into an opportunity to build trust and goodwill. They acknowledged the community's concerns and worked with them to find a solution that benefited everyone.
Exactly. And that's the power of anticipating risks and having a solid mitigation plan in place. It can save you so much headache and prevent those small issues from snowballing into major project derailers.
All right. That makes a lot of sense. Now on to strategy number 5. Continuously monitor and adapt. This feels like it's about staying agile and responsive throughout the project lifecycle.
Precisely. Stakeholders aren't static. Their needs and priorities can shift as the project evolves. And the project landscape itself is constantly changing. New information emerges. Priorities shift. Unexpected challenges arise.
So how do you keep a pulse on all those moving parts?
It's all about having systems in place to monitor stakeholder sentiment and adapt your approach as needed. This could involve things like regular stakeholder surveys, feedback sessions, or even just informal check-ins to gauge how everyone is feeling about the project's direction.
It's almost like taking the temperature of the project from the stakeholder's perspective, making sure everyone is still feeling good about the overall direction things are going.
Yes. And the key is to be responsive to that feedback. If you're sensing resistance or concern from a key stakeholder group, you need to address it quickly and proactively.
Otherwise, those small cracks can turn into major fissures that threaten the entire project's foundation.
Exactly. And that brings us back to the idea that stakeholder management isn't a one-time event. It's an ongoing process that requires attention and care throughout the project lifecycle.
This Mastering Project Stakeholder Management Guide is starting to sound like a must-read for anyone involved in, well, any kind of project. It's not just for project managers, right?
Absolutely not. These strategies are valuable for anyone who works with people to achieve a shared goal. Whether you're leading a team, collaborating with clients, or even just trying to get buy-in for a new idea, understanding how to effectively manage stakeholders, it can be a game changer.
Okay. We've unpacked all 5 secret strategies, but what's the biggest takeaway? What do you want our listener to walk away with today?
For me, it's this. Stakeholders are your allies, not your adversaries. If you treat them right, they'll become your biggest advocates, helping you navigate challenges and achieve project success. But ignore them, dismiss their concerns, or fail to communicate effectively. And watch out, your project might just go up in flames.
Yikes, that's an image no one wants to conjure up. So how can we avoid that fiery fate?
It all comes back to those 5 strategies we discussed. Identify and prioritize your stakeholders. Communicate and engage effectively. Build trust and manage expectations. Anticipate and mitigate risks. And continuously monitor and adapt your approach. Do all that, and you'll be well on your way to mastering the art of project stakeholder management.
It feels very empowering.
Yeah.
To have this toolkit at my disposal. Now, what really jumped out at you from all this? Anything that surprised you? or made you think differently about stakeholder management?
Honestly, what struck me is how this guide emphasizes the human element of project management. It's not just about processes and deliverables. It's about understanding people's motivations and building those relationships.
You're absolutely right. That's what makes stakeholder management challenging, but also incredibly rewarding.
Yeah.
It's about tapping into those soft skills, communication, empathy, active listening, and creating an environment where everyone feels valued and heard.
Because at the end of the day, you're dealing with people, not robots.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I imagine that different projects.
Yeah.
And different stakeholders.
Yeah.
Require different approaches.
Absolutely. There's no one-size-fits-all solution. But the underlying principle remains the same. Treat your stakeholders with respect. Understand their needs. And involve them in the process.
So, final question. For someone who's feeling overwhelmed by the idea of managing stakeholders, what's the first step they should take?
I'd say start by shifting your mindset. Instead of viewing stakeholders as obstacles to overcome, think of them as partners. Partners who can help you achieve shared goals. Ask yourself, who are the people who have a stake in this project's success? And how can I best understand and address their needs? Once you start thinking from that perspective, everything else will fall into place.
It's about moving away from managing stakeholders
yes.
to collaborating with them.
Exactly. And I think that's a great note to end on. Remember, stakeholders are the heart and soul of any project. Treat them right, and they'll help you create something truly amazing.
I'm feeling so much more prepared to tackle my next project with stakeholder savvy confidence. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.